This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. The government has decided to observe the 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. On this day in 1975, former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi imposed an emergency in the country. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Friday said that the decision is intended to honour the spirit of millions who struggled to revive democracy despite facing inexplicable persecution at the hands of an oppressive government. He added that the observance of Samvidhan Hatya Divas will help to keep the eternal flame of individual freedom and the defence of the country's democracy alive in every Indian. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Samvidhan Hatya Divas will serve as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program at a high-level meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Shah said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is committed to the all-round development of the border villages. Shah stressed on the need to provide employment opportunities to local residents and increase connectivity with villages to prevent migration from these border villages. Vibrant Villages program is centrally sponsored scheme for comprehensive development of the select villages in 46 blocks in 19 districts of Arunachal Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Uttarakhand and Ladakh. Under the program, 136 border villages are being provided connectivity through 113 all-weather road projects at a cost of 2,420 crore rupees. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda on Friday reviewed the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission with senior officials of the National Health Authorities in New Delhi. In a social media post, Nadda said these schemes are successfully fulfilling their intended purposes. He added that around 34.7 crore Ayushman cards have been issued and around 7.35 crore hospital admissions have been facilitated under these initiatives, amounting to more than 1 lakh crore rupees. Nadda also directed the officials to ensure that the benefits of these visionary schemes reach the most needy and vulnerable sections of society. Science and Technology Minister Dasangla Pul has assured the Oil India Limited of state government's support for the exploration of geothermal energy, including natural oil and gas and critical minerals, which will propel the state's economic growth and development. Chairing a crucial meeting convened at the oil headquarters in Noida on Friday, the minister said that the state offers huge potential for geothermal energy as an alternate source of green energy to secure future energy security of India, including critical minerals which are still untapped for its utilization. She urged Oil India Limited to forge coordinated efforts and share expertise to successfully tap the geothermal energy potential of the region. Fisheries Minister Gabriel D. Wang Su urged the centre to consider preparing a separate fisheries policy for the Himalayan states, stating that the needs and topography in these states are completely different from the rest of India. Stating that Arunachal Pradesh is one of the pioneer states in cold water fisheries in the entire Northeast, Wang Su demanded a substation of Directorate of Cold Water Fish Research to fulfil the need for proper R&D facilities for documentation of breeding and culture protocol of these species of fishes available in the state. He was addressing the fisheries summer meet 2024 at Madurai in Tamil Nadu on Friday. State Assembly Deputy Speaker Kardonyi Gyor has urged the government officials to improve their work culture. Addressing senior district officials during a coordination meeting at Likavali on Friday, he said government officials must be skilled and equipped in their respective trade for higher productivity. Gyor, who represents Likavali constituency in the Assembly, reiterated his commitment to complete all the ongoing projects. He said a coordination meeting of all government departments will be convened soon to devise a proper framework for development. The Pasighat Mariang Inkyong Road has been opened for traffic movement after 14 days today, official sources said. The strategically important road remained snapped over the period of time after a significant portion of the highway was completely washed away near Gaying village on 30th June as a result of massive landslides triggered by heavy rainfall. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.